Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Seedens, our top local story. A motion being considered by L.A. County supervisors to potentially create employee-led health councils to monitor coronavirus compliance in the workplace has the support of some labor and community groups.
The idea is to have workers keep an eye out for violations and report them to public health investigators. The councils would essentially expand the Department of Public Health's current enforcement capacity regarding health officer orders and guidelines. Linda Gelp is director of the UCLA Labor Occupational Safety and Health Program.
We've seen outbreaks in healthcare settings, in food processing plants and garment shops, warehouses and grocery stores. And we know there are far more cases than what employers report to the health department.
She explains why creating workplace health councils can be effective.
Workers can be the eyes and ears to monitor, document, and promote adherence to public health orders. And workers can identify areas of high risk, crowding, unsanitary conditions, and propose constructive solutions.
The motion before the board today states that workplace transmission contributes to an increase in COVID-19 cases, putting workers on the front lines of the pandemic and, by extension, their families and communities at unacceptable levels of risk. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And supervisors also scheduled to vote today on a strategic plan to craft anti-racist policies and practices aimed at helping blacks in Los Angeles County. Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas authored a motion requesting that the board declare racism a matter of public health and prioritize eliminating biases from county operations and programs. The Cal State Board of Trustees meeting virtually today. They're expected to vote on a plan to require students to take at least one course in ethnic studies and social justice. It's opposed by some activist groups and by the union that represents many CSU faculty members. They want the required class to focus exclusively on communities of color. A bill calling for that is currently working its way through the state legislature. Authorities still trying to find exactly why a convicted sex offender was finally released from a state mental hospital after 20 years and why he no longer is required to check in with police. Residents have chased him from several cities already, and he's now believed to be staying at a motel in Garden Grove.
Police have been warning residents, and 59-year-old Kerry J. Smith has been forced to leave Corona, Costa Mesa, and Lake Elsinore already because residents didn't want him around. He was convicted in 1985 of a misdemeanor sex charge involving a child, and after his wife found a disturbing letter about a neighbor boy, he was sent to a state psychiatric hospital in 1999. While there, he admitted fantasizing about assaulting and killing young boys, but now he's out, and residents here are livid.
And I don't want that to be my son. That is his fantasy that he wants to live out.
Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Richard Barrio says they're trying to protect residents and protect Smith, and they're not sure why he's no longer required to register as a sex offender.
I don't know why it fell through the cracks on who, and I think that's what they're trying to find out now.
The Orange County DA's office wants the governor to intervene and require it. In Garden Grove, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police in Burbank looking for clues in what led to a triple shooting this morning that killed two men and left a woman critically wounded. It happened early this morning on Cambridge Drive. Police Sergeant Derek Green tells KNX one of the men and the woman lived at the home, but they're not sure what relationship they had, if any, with the second man.
We don't believe that there's anybody outstanding, but we don't know for sure, and we're still trying to piece this together and determine what the circumstances were that led up to this shooting. And also, obviously, eventually we'd like to know what the motive was.
He says a gun was found at the scene. Woman was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. A renewed effort is underway to empower judges to order probation instead of prison sentences for nonviolent drug offenders. Assemblymember Wendy Carrillo from Boyle Heights is joining forces with two Northern California-based lawmakers in introducing Senate Bill 378 that would repeal mandatory minimums that require judges to sentence offenders convicted of drug possession to jail or prison. State Senator Scott Wiener is co-authoring the legislation, says the current system further disenfranchises the people of color, putting them more at risk of being imprisoned.
Crack cocaine was punished much more harshly than regular cocaine. And so this is these laws, throwing people into prison for drug crimes, have overwhelmingly targeted black and brown people. And have torn apart families and communities and taken what is a health issue, which is drug addiction, and filled up our prisons.
Under the proposal, judges can use their discretion to decide the punishment for nonviolent drug offenders. Instead of sending them to prison, they could place the convicts on probation or enroll them in a drug treatment program. The L.A. City Fire Department sending a strike team to Lassen County in Northern California to help battle a 2,500-acre brush fire there. Five fire engines and their crews, along with a battalion chief, are going to help battle the Gold Fire. That one started Monday, and the burning is unchecked.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.